Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I don't know how to say this, but I am sick of people acting like it's normal that the President of the United States speaks like a fucking idiot all of the time and can't stop himself from vomiting the most unintelligent, blatantly false stuff 24/7. When he's not on TV just lying about what's happening, he's usually on Truth Social calling for Chicago to be invaded or saying, for example, we need to call in the troops to Chicago. Before we even get into the interview that Donald Trump did with Laura Ingraham on Fox News last night, where he honestly just sounds demented at this point, we'll get there. He then posted last night, in the middle of the night, almost at midnight, quote, the Miracle Mile Shopping Center in Chicago, which is where I live and record, so we'll talk about this, once considered our nation's best, now has more than a 28% vacancy factor and is ready to call it quits unless something is done. So when you read that, you're like, okay, is he going to try to reshore investment? Is he going to try to, how is he going to refurbish this area to make sure that the vacancy rate is dropped and make sure that businesses are thriving? So he then says, unless something is done about the murder and crime, which is prevalent throughout the city, call in the troops fast before it is too late. What kind of conclusion is this deranged motherfucker reaching? I thought he was going to say we have to incentivize investments into these businesses or these sectors of the economy in order to revitalize Chicago, which, yeah, I live and work in Chicago. I want Michigan Avenue. I want Chicago to be thriving as well. Of course, of course. But calling in the military is not a solution. I mean, what you would do is hurt the local economy like he did in D.C. because people wouldn't be going out as much. People wouldn't be going out to eat. They wouldn't be participating in the local economy because the effing troops are standing around. This is wild. And it's made all the more wild when you remember that in September, Trump posted, I love the smell of deportations in the morning. Chicago about to find out why it's called the Department of War. I mean, it's an AI image. It says, Shapocalypse Now. Like Apocalypse Now, and it's just Chicago with Black Hawk choppers lighting it up. The entire city is on fire. This is not really funny. It's not really a funny meme coming from the President of the United States. If this happened under the Obama administration, if some low-level staffer under Obama posted some meme like this of a red city, it would have been like there would have been calls for a civil war. But Trump is able to post this. And most Americans don't even know that he posted this. In this clip, Donald Trump says something so incredibly ignorant, economically illiterate. He doesn't know how numbers work. He's talking about fixed mortgages and real estate, which you'd think he would know a little bit about. And he starts talking about 40-year fixed mortgages. And Laura Ingraham goes, no, 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 30 years. And then Trump says, I think it makes sense to increase it to 50 years. I'll explain why that doesn't make sense in one moment.
Housing costs are still out of reach. And another thing that your administration is trying to tackle, many Americans, the average age of first-time home buyers are now up to age 40, which is sad for the country you and
I grew up in. But I inherited that. Look, you have to understand.
Right, but let me get to the question, though, because your housing director has proposed something that has enraged your MAGA friends, which is this 50-year mortgage idea. So a significant MAGA backlash, calling it a giveaway to the banks and simply prolonging the time it would take for Americans to own a home.
As it shows on screen right there, it says 50-year mortgage rate would add about 86% more interest over the life of the loans. I mean, yeah, when you increase the lifespan of the loan, the interest will build even more and compound even more. We'll get there.
Is that really a good idea?
It's not even a big deal. I mean, you know, you go from 40 to 50 years, and
well,
what it means is
50,
you pay something less from 30 that some people...
She had to fact check him and say, actually, it's 30 to 50.
About a 40, and then now they have a 50. All it means is you pay less per month. You pay it over a longer period of time. It's not like a big factor. It might help a little bit, but the problem was...
I love our economically illiterate president. It's not like it's a big factor. It actually is a massive factor. It's not just that you pay less per month. It's that you pay more over time. So a 50-year mortgage would sound affordable until you do the math. On a $400,000 loan at 7%, A 30-year mortgage gives you $2,600 per month. 50-year is $2,400 per month. $200 per month, that's a lot in savings, especially if your household the budgets, of course. But that extra 20 years throughout it, you go from $558,000 in interest to $1.05 million in interest. So in other words, when you add 20 years to a loan, that gives it 20 more years to compound, 20 more years for the interest to grow. And that interest grows to such an extent that that extra $200 you're saving per month, I just don't think that's worth it. It says you save $238 per month, but you pay $495,000 more overall. That does not make sense. That is not just nothing, like Donald Trump says. And I think the $200 that you save, I understand that's very important, but it's also negligible when you look at the $500,000 over the course. They then say, don't get me started on equity differences if you wanted to sell early. Very, very true. Let's continue to watch this clip of Donald Trump again, just not knowing what anything is. He talks about a magnet like it's some topic. He's like, what's a magnet? Nobody knows what a magnet is.
But it's so, President Xi was willing to do the rare earth thing, that's magnets. Now, nobody knows what a magnet is. If you don't have a magnet, you don't make a car. You don't make a computer. You don't make televisions and radios and all the other things. You don't make anything. It's a 30-year effort to monopolize a very important thing. Now, within 2 years, we'll have magnets, all the magnets we want, but we don't. Because of tariffs, I called. I said, listen, here's the story. You're going to play the magnet. I'm going to play the tariff on you. And for national security purposes, I raise the tariff.
You're going to play the magnet. I'm going to play the tariff on you. I feel like I'm getting dumber listening to this guy speak about how, like, international trade works. I mean, yeah, magnets are important, but this is making me dumber.
Purposes, I raise the tariff by 100% over and above what they were paying, which was 55. So he was at 155%. Within 10 minutes, I got a call. We'd like to meet. And we settled it out. And we made a wonderful deal, great deal for our country.
I mean, I just don't get it. Kamala Harris, throughout her entire campaign, honestly, she was a little bit too scripted, but she was judged based on every single word she said. Donald Trump sits there and spews the dumbest shit out of his mouth. And voters are just blind and deaf. Voters are deaf to this entire thing that's happening. What the hell? Why are Democrats judged at such a different standard? Here's Donald Trump talking about affordability. This clip is uniquely important because he's repeating a mistake that the Biden administration made throughout their past year. Now, throughout the past year in office that they had. In the last year, Biden and the people around him were saying that the economy was recovering, which technically, if you looked at some indicators, the economy was sort of getting better, but that's not what people felt. Inflation had already skyrocketed, and real wage growth had grown at a slower rate than inflation, meaning people were underwater. Their wages are growing at a slower rate than inflation is raising. It's the worst. It's the worst possible scenario. So when Biden comes out and says, well, technically, interest rates here, there, nobody cares. Nobody cares about these things if they don't feel it. And arguably, I think that hurt Biden, or by extension, Kamala, when the election came around. I think it did. I think the economy, along with a lot of other factors, was a huge one. Also, Trump is doing this way worse. What Trump has done is cratered the economy even further, an economy that was recovering, and now he's telling everybody that the economy is essentially perfect. He's not just gaslighting. Like, the Biden admin wasn't gaslighting, they were just kind of misreading the moment. Trump is ultra uber gaslighting, trying to make it seem like the economy is in a golden era. Take a listen.
The economy was listed as a top concern. I know you know this, for voters in New Jersey, New York, Virginia. And I know you've been all over the affordability issue today and for the last several months. Eggs, gas, a dinner cost for Thanksgiving way down. But other things, as you noted, have gone up. Beef, coffee, auto repairs. Is this a voter perception issue of the economy? Or is there more that needs to be done by Republicans on Capitol Hill? Or done in terms of policy?
More than anything else, it's a con job by the Democrats. They're saying, they just have to say, you know, they put out something. Say today, costs are up. They feed it to the anchors of ABC, CBS, and NBC, and a lot of other, and, you know, CNN, and et cetera. And it's like a standard. I'll never forget, they had used a word like manufactured. Do you remember the word manufactured? It's a manufactured economy. Nobody uses that word. Every Anchor, broker, manufacturer, they do exactly what they say. It's such a rigged system. So are you ready? Costs are way down. Gasoline is going to be hitting $2 pretty soon, or around $2. Gasoline is at $2.70 now, and it was at $4.50 under Biden, under Sleepy Joe. When gasoline comes down, when energy comes down.
He's been saying gas is $2 or under for the past few months, and I'm pretty sure one of his aides told him to stop saying that because it's not true. Now he's kind of caveating, saying gas will soon be down to $2 on the dollar. He was literally claiming gas was at $2 last month. He makes all of these claims about prices going way, way down, and I'm pretty sure one of his advisors also was like, hey, please caveat and say that at least beef is way up, because not all prices, most prices are not down. Even Fox News played this segment like 2 days ago.
Prices are up in the United States for coffee. It's up almost 20%. Utility up 11.7%. And then electricity is up 5.1%. And vehicle repair, if you need your car fixed, it's up 11.5%.
I mean, even on the personal side, I drink a lot of coffee, but that one didn't even affect me as much as the utility and electricity prices. I check everything every single month very diligently, and I remember being like, is this a mistake? Why are my prices raising this much? And Donald Trump wants to sit there and gaslight.
Down, and everybody agrees energy's down. We're drill, you know, drill baby drill. We're going like wild. We produce...
drill baby, we're going like wild. He talks about energy, but then ignores when electricity prices are skyrocketing. I'm going to leave it there. The president is demented. If you all appreciate these videos, subscribe. Peace out.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.